So last night I had quite an eventful night. I have been doing this thing where to sort of get prepared for camping next week, I decided that I was going to camp in the garden. So the first night, which was Monday night, all was well. I used the nature hike tent, no issues. It was a little bit uncomfortable, but it's only a tiny bit uncomfortable because of the unflat ground and my grass area is not particularly good. There's loads of stones, but that wasn't the, it's just not very flat. That certainly wasn't the issue. So last night I decided to do the second night camping, but I changed tents. So I used the Quechua Seconds tent, which I've had for years. Now, bear in mind, I bought this really cheaply. I got it for like £30. I mean, it's 150 or something like that, brand new. And I bought it for Lucas and I to camp indoors when he was much younger. So the idea was to get him used to camping and getting familiar in that way. And so it's never really intended to be used outside. That was my intention anyway. But as a result, I did use it a number of times, and it's been quite a staple tent for us over the past, I want to say, 8 or 9 years. And it's always our go-to backup tent, more or less. You know, if we stay somewhere for a night, then we use that. And even when we've gone on proper camping holidays, if we know that we have to, knew rather, that we had to get up early to leave for whatever reason, then we would swap over to that tent. We'd pack away all the big kit and then just use the little one, that for our last night kind of thing. So last night I thought I would use that tent. Was sort of reasonably aware that it might be on its sort of last legs kind of thing. But anyway, I'm lying in the tent. I'm watching a bit of Disney Plus on my tablet, and I fell asleep, rightly so. And I woke up quite shocked and noticed that there was a scratch on my foot, and it was sort of quite, it was bleeding, right? So I didn't sort of think anything of it really. I just thought I'd just scratched myself foolishly in my sleep. I lay back down and then I felt this sharp pain, like a grab on my left bum cheek. And it was a, and it scared the life out of me. And I jumped out of the tent, only to notice that there was a fox hiding. So I don't really understand why the fox decided to attack me, but it did. And so I thought I'd kind of had enough at that point. I wasn't going to argue. It obviously wasn't the, I needed, there's a gap in my fence between my gate and the fence post, which I need to block off today, which I'm going to head out to B&Q to see if I can get the right post for that, because I really want to close that up. I don't want the fox coming back into the garden again. And then when I woke up in the morning, because I went to sleep in my bed, the tent had been, they jumped on the tent and weed on it. And there was all paw prints all around it. And so I decided that I could clean it and clean the wee off. But I decided that that was it. It had come to the end of its life. Not because I particularly want to throw it away, but I have been trying to do like a tent cull and get rid of the stuff that I'm not using and not keeping. So anyway, wanted to share that with you because it was freaky, and scary and funny, you know, funny. So that was my night in the tent. I'm going to try and give it another go today. I've got more tents to go through, so we'll see if this works. That is all.